I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Five candidates are running for three seats on Asheville City Council in the current election. While there are differences on a variety of issues, there is one topic the majority of candidates agree on. It deals with changing the duties of council members. The Asheville City school system has two statistics that must be reversed if any long-term push to build racial equity in the city can stick. It has the worst academic achievement gap between its black and white middle school students in North Carolina. It also has the highest suspension rate differential between its black and white students. City Council has some influence over the district's priorities. It appoints the members of the city school board. Four of the five candidates in this year's council election say that should no longer be the case. Sage Turner is among those who want school board members elected instead of appointed.
Council does have a responsibility to, in this meantime, appoint strong school board members, but we really do need to shift to elected, and I think that will help hold the school board accountable.
Turner and the other candidates addressed the issue during a forum held via Zoom with Blue Ridge Public Radio and the Asheville Citizen-Times. Candidate Sandra Kilgore agreed on electing school board members.
I think if it's elected, then basically the people will have to prove that they, just like we are now, that they have knowledge about the needs of the community and how to best put programs forward to help our students.
Rich Lee called electing board members a good start because he says the inequity in student achievement is proof the current system isn't working.
I don't think it's a panacea, and I know it opens things to electioneering and pandering that supposedly don't exist now. Although, you know, people are working their connections into these commission and committee and board positions.
Kim Roney gave a different reason for her support of the idea, geography, echoing the legal fight to keep city council elections as they are for at least this year.
Right now, we have a city council that's elected at large, but only because we fought the districting of the city. And that may come up again. And if it does, 2.5 of the districts, if they're drawn a similar way, won't be served by the school board.
The lone incumbent on the ballot is also the lone candidate who wants city council to keep appointing school board members, at least for now. Keith Young explained he raised very little money when he was first elected to city council in 2015.
That doesn't happen historically in elections. People who don't raise money don't win. And sometimes some of the best people that you want representing you aren't the folks who are going to raise the money. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. I think it gives an advantage to individuals who are very well connected with individuals who can fund campaigns.
Three of these five candidates will get the opportunity to decide on the future of how school board members are chosen. There is a sixth candidate on the city council ballot this fall, but Nicole Townsend announced over the summer that she is no longer seeking the office, but her name will remain on the ballot. I'm Matt Bush, BPR News.